One of the ways that we as individual church members become part of one church is how we hold each other up in prayer. And we have several prayer concerns this morning. We have a prayer for Naomi Allen, who was in a car wreck and is now in Research Hospital. And there's a thank you here to everyone for your cards, prayers, and thoughts in the loss of our beloved father and grandfather this last week. Please continue to keep Grandma in your prayers during this difficult time. This is from the family of August Butch Wendt. And a thank you note from Anna Kaler. I wish to thank all my friends for your calls and cards. It made my days so much better. I love all of you, Anna. And this last prayer request, I'm not just exactly sure where I am on this one. Please pray for Nancy, Lynn, and Rick Burgess, and daughters and new husband, from Ron and Annette Moore, the parents. They've apparently had to move to high ground because of the hurricane in Jamaica, and so we'll keep them in our prayers as well. Let us go to God in silent personal prayer. And now let's continue in public prayer as we pray that prayer that our Lord himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now you might want to sit back and enjoy the word in song as brought to us by the Sweet Adelines Quartet.
Show Me Connection. We're with the Show Me Sound Chorus in Sedalia. These are my friends, Debbie Appleton, Shirley Alexander, and Anita Lang, and I'm Idella Arthur. And we're going to sing for you an old-time hymn medley, And I Believe. And I hope you're blessed.